Over the past few weeks, The Wire has been investigating last year's Typhoon Haiyan, the superstorm that tore through the Philippines, killing more than 8,000 and affecting up to 16 million. 6 months after the disaster, the Philippines government estimates that the recovery will cost billions, and organisations like the Red Cross and Oxfam are settling down for what is likely to be a long stay. But what exactly is being done and what is left to do? Josh Nicholas reports.
When the almost 300-kilometre-an-hour winds of Typhoon Haiyan tore through the Philippines last year, thousands died. Entire cities and industries were devastated, and millions were left destitute. 6 months later, the cleanup continues.
The big things that are happening right now is the construction effort that is going into the houses for the families, as well as the normal infrastructure that the government needs to keep things running. So their offices, their buildings.
This is Justin Morgan, the country director of Oxfam Philippines. The sources of food, water and income for millions of people were wiped out by the typhoon. When I asked him what Oxfam were up to, these are the things he emphasised.
There is a lot going into helping people with their jobs. They don't bounce back as quickly, particularly those who have industries or jobs that have a longer lead-in time. And so the coconut industry is an example where there are millions of people across the affected area that were engaged in the coconut industry in some way. The fishing industry, because most boats in that area were destroyed, is still being worked on in terms of building that back up and running. And then there is the broader aim that we need to make sure that such disasters have less impact in the future.
Over a million families were displaced by the typhoon. Many have rebuilt as best they can, but this is an area where the Red Cross has really concentrated.
In the 1.1 million families who lost their homes, about 90% in one way or another have started rebuilding their homes. But it does not mean that they have rebuilt safer and better.
This is Gwendolyn Pang, Secretary General of the Philippines Red Cross. When you ask her what else the Red Cross is up to, she has a veritable laundry list.
So the sectors that we're supporting will be shelter, because that's the biggest need as of today. Many people are still living in tent cities. Then we have livelihood. So we have to also support people because they lost their livelihood. They have to have means to survive, you know, day to day, and to also get back on their feet again. Then in terms of education, we're supporting rebuilding schools. In terms of health, we are promoting health access. The Red Cross will look into reconstruction and rebuilding of health centers in very remote places. And we are also supporting clean water supply or distribution, plus improving the sanitation.
6 months on from the devastation of Haiyan, and it seems like the recovery has only just begun. The Red Cross itself estimates that they will be involved for at least another 3 years.
We want to be able to finish all the construction of the houses in 2 years. Then the livelihood in a year and a half. We have to complete, you know, the livelihood program, schools, and as well as the health components, about a year and a half. So this will take like a 3-year program, supporting over.
Josh Nicholas ending that report.